Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when someone makes an explicit vow, he shall be valued according to your assessment of persons belonging to the Lord. If your assessment is of a male from 20 years even to 60 years old, then your assessment shall be 50 shekels of silver by the shekel of the sanctuary. Or if the person is a female, then your assessment shall be 30 shekels. And if the person is from 5 years even to 20 years old, then your assessment for a male shall be 20 shekels. And for a female, 10 shekels. But if the person is from a month even up to 5 years old, then your is from 60 years old and upward. If a male, then your assessment shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. Oh, but if he is poorer than your assessment, then he shall be presented before the priest, and the priest shall assess him according to the means of the one who vowed. The priest shall assess him. Now if it is an animal of the kind that one can present as an offering to the Lord, any such animal that one gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not replace it, nor exchange it, a good for a bad or a bad for a good. Yet if he does exchange animal for animal, then both it and its substitute shall become holy. If, however, it is any unclean animal of the kind which one does not present as an offering to the Lord, then he shall place the animal before the priest, and the priest shall assess it as either good or should ever want to redeem it, then he shall add a fifth of it to your assessment. Now if someone consecrates his house as holy to the Lord, then the priest shall assess it as either good or
someone consecrates to the Lord part of the field of his own property, then your assessment shall be proportionate to the seed needed for it. A homer of barley seed at 50 shekels of silver. If he consecrates his field as of the year of Jubilee, according to your assessment, it shall stand. If he consecrates his field after the Jubilee, however, then the priest shall calculate the price for him proportionate to
to the years that are left until the year of Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your assessment. If the one who consecrates it should ever want to redeem the field, then he shall add a fifth of your assessment price to it, so that it may belong to him. Yet if he does not redeem the field, but has sold the field to another person, it may no longer be redeemed. And when it reverts in the Jubilee, the field shall be holy to the Lord, like a field banned from secular use. It shall be for the priest as his property, or if he consecrates to the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not a part of the field of his own property, then the priest shall calculate for him the amount of your assessment up to the year. Return to the one from whom he bought it, to whom the possession of the land belongs. Every assessment of yours,
firstborn among animals, which as a firstborn belongs to the Lord. No one may consecrate, whether ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. But if it is among the unclean animals, then he shall redeem it according to your assessment, and add to it a fifth of it. And if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your assessment. Nevertheless, anything which someone sets apart to the Lord for destruction, out of all that he has of man or animal or of the field own property, shall not be sold nor redeemed. Anything set apart for destruction is most holy to the Lord. No one who may have been set apart among mankind shall be ransomed. He must be put to death. Now all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. If therefore someone should ever want to redeem part of his tithe, he shall add to it a fifth of it. For every tenth part of herd or flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. He is not to be concerned whether it is good, then both it and its substitute shall become holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the sons of Israel on Mount Sinai.